to The Movement by Shaka Buna. The Movement, a human rights magazine, is the voice of families of 2.3 million prisoners in the United States. However, the magazine alone is not going to change the prison industrial complex, the laws, the court systems, or prevent the further deterioration of our communities. Only action by grassroots movement can change the corrupt and bankrupt political, economic, and social problems in America. But we must come together to bring about the change we desire. Che Guevara once said, "Words are beautiful, but action is supreme." We are living in insane times. The country is in economic crisis, teetering on the brink of full collapse of the global capitalistic economic system. But somehow, America can spend hundreds of billions of dollars to fight wars abroad, and the Pennsylvania legislature were able to spend $700 million of taxpayers' dollars to construct three new prisons in Pennsylvania. The state has 28 state prisons already, and crime has been declining for over a decade now. So why the need to build three new prisons at a time when prisons should be closing? I guess the establishment have their eyes set on making more super profits by imprisoning the tens of millions of citizens who have lost their jobs and homes from the economic collapse of Wall Street, and doing so with citizens' tax dollars at that. What impudence. Our beloved brother Mumia Abdul-Jamal is still fighting for his life against the evil empire. His fight is our fight, and our fight to free Mumia must be heightened in Pennsylvania. The situation is crucial. Backroom politics are being played by the judges, district attorneys, legislators, and the Fraternal Order of Police to deny Mumia justice and freedom. What is going on with Mumia Abdul-Jamal is identical with what went on with the criminal appeals of former political prisoner and Black Panther Party member Geronimo Chijaga Pratt, where all three branches of government worked closely together behind the scenes to prevent Geronimo's innocence claim from being heard by the courts and from being freed. Hopefully, more and more Africans in America, in particular, will become aware of the ongoing class struggle in America, spawned by capitalism, just as much as they are aware of the struggle against racism. And although many of you Obamaites may believe in a sanctified president, President Barack Obama, and that he will change the class and race dynamics of America, I have not been Obamacized. Our elected president will not change anything of empire. President Barack Obama is going to follow the same domestic and foreign policies of America like every president whom sat in the White House has done before him. President Barack Obama will continue carrying out and subjecting the world to America's three evils of global capitalism, militarism, and racism, as our beloved Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once rightly accused America of. That will not change one iota simply because a black man has become the president of the United States of America. I am Kerry Shaka Buna Marshall, co-founder and editor of the Movement Human Rights Magazine, prison radio correspondent, child lifer prisoner, and can be reached at Rockview State Prison. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.